Olympics news, bows in Europe, and a great day for Offaly football. Morning, Park Lodge.
Yeah, lots to get through, Gavin. Good morning to you. Now, as Des was telling us from Tokyo just before the news, Irish rowers have been in action at the Olympic Games. Sunita Paspore made a strong start to her campaign in the women's single sculls. Paspore, the world champion in 2018 and 2019, won her heat at the Sea Forest Waterway with more than 8 seconds to spare to cruise through to the quarterfinals. But it's to the repêchage now for Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne after a most disappointing fourth place finish in their heat. Irish swimmer Shane Ryan has been forced to withdraw from his specialist event, the 100 metres backstroke, due to a persistent shoulder issue. He still plans, though, to compete in the 100 metres butterfly and the relay. A scaled-back opening ceremony will get underway at midday. In the Europa Conference League second qualifying round first leg, Bohemians were 1-0 winners away to Dudelange of Luxembourg. Ross Tierney got the goal. The home leg will be next Thursday at the Aviva Stadium, and all 8,000 tickets have already been snapped up for that game. Dundalk came twice from behind to draw 2-2 with Estonian side Levadia Tallinn at Tallaght Stadium. Will Patching and David McMillan scored for the loud side. Adrian Eames got the reaction of assistant of the Dundalk manager, Vinnie Perth.
First of all, I hope from a neutral point of view or a spectator point of view, I thought it was a really strong game. I said before the game that I think it'd be an attack-minded game from both teams. I thought it was stylistically we suited each other. And we've seen that end-to-end, very enjoyable European night. Thankfully the way goals is gone now, so that gives us a real opportunity that we don't have a fear, and I think we can go over there and have a real go off Latvia. But they're a strong side, but we're becoming a strong side as time goes on.
Any chance that the game might be cautious or cagey? That went out the window with two goals in the opening 3 minutes. It was an exciting start, to say the least.
Yeah, it was, and to be fair to them, they caught us out a little bit. They played with no sort of recognised centre-forward at times, and they caught us out a little bit in the first couple of minutes. So they worked the shape, and we lost there. We sort of had to change our shape for a medical issue. We lost Michael Duffy just before the game, or last night, so that meant we had to readapt and play a bit of a diamond. So we lost that. What we're good at, our wingers gone, and we were a little bit open at times, but I thought we created a huge amount of chances. And our first goal was straight off the training ground. It was McElhenney with Roy Vizjakovskis. Just brilliant play and a great goal by Will Patching.
That's the Dundalk manager, Vinnie Perth. Offaly are the Airgrid Leinster under-20 football champions. The faithful county beat Dublin by 3 points in the final at MW Higher O'Moore Park to claim the Flood Cup for the first time since 1995. Cork ran out 10-point winners over Tipperary in the Munster final in Thurles. Munster GAA officials were last night informed that the attendance limit for Sunday's Munster senior football final between Cork and Kerry at Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney will remain at 2,500. They made an updated submission to the government this week seeking an increase in the attendance limit to around 4,000, detailing the necessary adjustments and arrangements that they would make, but they were told last night that there would be no change. Now to our weekend hurling preview. We have knockout hurling championship games in Thurles and Limerick tomorrow, and an important relegation fixture in the Alliance League. It's good morning to Donal Óg Cusack.
Good morning, Pádraig. Leicester's beaten finalist Waterford in what were many people's second favourites for the All-Ireland this year. Galway get us going in Thurles. Shears and Galway plunged after their Leinster semi-final defeat, and Dublin's Leinster final loss did nothing to rally the market. Waterford stock has held steady, but not shown the growth predicted early on. Major questions to be answered from both sides. Have Galway too many on the wrong side of a young men's game? Have they enough pace to go with their unquestionable power? Is Liam Cahill suffering second season syndrome in Waterford? How battle ready is their talisman Jimmy Barron? And can they ever recover the loss of Tadhg Na Burka? With all that in mind, Galway looked a better value here. Clare and Cork meet at the LIT Gaelic Grounds. Clare took turns with Wexford at being asleep last weekend, with Clare just about protecting a big early lead to get out intact. This is Clare's fourth championship game of the summer. Cork's only game suggested an interesting work in progress, and they've had 3 weeks to apply some finishing touches. In the league, Cork seemed determined to bring back goals into fashion. Clare have conceded 5 in their last 2 games. Nothing between the teams on paper, but Cork for me. Leash take on Westmeath to see who survives in Division 1 for next season. After a bad league, Leash looked to be dead on arrival at the gates of the Championship. Cheddar Plunkett has performed an exemplary resuscitation. Antrim were seen off to the Joe McDonagh Cup and Waterford were shook in the qualifiers. Westmeath come into the game on the back of a good victory last weekend. This is the sort of occasion where one team is forced to dig deep, only to find out they are just short. It's Westmeath's turn to experience that this time.
And our thanks to Donal Cusack. The Lions management are understood to be unhappy with the decision to have a South African as the television match official for tomorrow's first test against the Springboks in Cape Town. Marius Jonker was selected for the role. That's after New Zealander Brendan Pickerill was unable to travel because of the pandemic. And finally in golf, Leona Maguire carded an opening round of 2-under-69 at the Evian Championship in France. She's four shots off the lead.
Thanks, Bork. It's 7:42 now.